Sometimes you find yourself at a crossroads in life. Some people might call it a turning point. And these are critical moments. These are moments where you get one shot at it. And although God works all things together for the good to those who love him and are called according to his purposes, the reality is we can delay our breakthrough. We can delay our victory. We can delay the manifestation of the promises of God in our lives if we make the wrong choice at the crossroads. So we all come to points in our life where we have to make a decision. Am I going to go to the right or to the left? Am I going to take this job or not? Am I going to marry this person or not? We come to these, well, I call them crossroads, turning points, forks in the road. It's critical when you're there, when you're in that place, when you're in that space, that you understand which way to turn. You could delay yourself for years if you go the wrong way on the crossroads. You could delay your prosperity, your joy, your promotion for months, for years. You could miss your Kairos time if you're not aware of which way to go when you're at a crossroads. It's a turning point. It's a point where you could go this way or that way, and sometimes you don't know what to do. Sometimes the enemy comes in with confusion. He comes in making the wrong option very appealing. He comes in making the wrong path very broad, very easy to go down, no obstacles, no resistance. And if we're not careful, we can find ourselves making, I won't call them fatal flaws because there are no fatal flaws in God other than not believing him, but you can make a serious error in your life. And yes, God takes what the enemy meant for harm and turns it for good, but it doesn't always happen overnight. He doesn't just most of the time snap his fingers and say, okay, you married the wrong person, I'll just fix that for you overnight. You wake up tomorrow, everything's fine, everything's new. No, it doesn't usually work that way. We can make major life decisions, and yes, God can help us wade through the aftermath of a wrong one. We turn the wrong way on the crossroads. Of course he can. But most of the time when we make the wrong decision at the crossroads, especially in regard to major life issues, it's a process and it can take months or years to work it out, not to mention the damage it does to our soul. So what are you going to do at the crossroads? That's the question. And that's what we're going to pray through today. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. I'm so grateful that you've joined me. It's one of the joys of my life to pray for you every day, right here at the same time, right? We're going deeper. We're going higher. We're going further than we've gone before. There's something new. There's something different. There's something awesome that we've not yet experienced. And it comes oftentimes in the context of prayer. Enlightenment comes. Sharada mashaka. The strength comes. Come on. Breakthrough comes. Prayer is talking to God, fellowshipping with God in conversation. And we're going to do that together today. We're going to enter into corporate prayer today because one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. And I just have an inkling that some of you need some help. Amen. That's why you're here. Or you want to help somebody else by lending your agreement to the prayers that we're praying so we can all go together, break through together. No one left behind. That's my heart. That's where we're going today. So come on in and let me know where you're coming in from. Drop those hashtags, hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit, hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Make sure you put the E on the end, guys. And then share this with somebody. Share it on your timeline, share it via Messenger, share it via Twitter, retweet it, post, ping, prod, do whatever you got to do to get the word out because somebody's making a decision today that could affect the next 5, 10, 15 years of their life. Somebody's making a decision today that if they make the right one, it can bring blessings and increase, promotion. If they make the wrong one, it can bring stress, drama, pain, upset, loss. And maybe that's you. Maybe you're the one at the crossroads. Maybe you're the one who needs to know which way to go. Maybe you're the one who needs direction from the Holy Spirit. Maybe that's you. If it's not you today, It may be you tomorrow or the next day. So press in with me as we begin. We're going to start the official broadcast in just a couple of minutes. Hello, Audra Benton. God bless you. God bless you, Judy Osen. God bless you, Tara. God bless you, Jen Marie. God bless you. Come on. Jesus. Good morning, Simi. God bless you. My Awakening Prayer Hub's leaders are on the line today, so I know it's going to be a good day because they know how to pray. Amen. They know how to pray. They've been through equipping. They've been through teaching. They've been through fire. So we've got a lot of our Awakening Prayer Hub's leaders on today. They're praying in the Holy Spirit. They're praying without ceasing. They're praying for you. As I pray for you together, we're going to break through. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good day. Hey, you might not have woken up feeling that way, but it's going to be good. We're going to do the roll-in, guys. This becomes an archive over on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jennifer LeClaire Ministries, youtube.com/Jennifer LeClaire Ministries. Make sure you subscribe, please, to that channel, because that way I can get more content to you. There's 24/7 prayer stream over there for you as well. Oh, yeah, it's good. So check that out. Amen. Hello, Janelle Randall. The Lord is saying to you today, get ready for real. Get ready. Press into my preparation process because you're more ready than you may think, says the Lord. But the enemy is also ready to pounce upon you when you step out into the new thing that I've called you to. So continue the preparation process. Continue pressing into my heart. Continue doing what you know to do because it's working. You are getting stronger. You are well able. I am making you mightier than you were in the last season, stronger than you were in the last season, wiser than you were in the last season. So when I call you to step out, do not fear and do not be afraid at the resistance that will surely come your way. For I am the overcomer and I am in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So stand, withstand, fight, press, push, and go where I'm sending you without delay. When I say go, you say yes, and together we will overcome. And we will go and take the land that I've called you to, says the Lord. Come on. Where'd you go? Where'd she go? Is she still here? Come on in, guys. Get ready. Share this quickly. Share it on your timeline. Share it via Messenger. Share it via Twitter. Just a minute. We're going to read from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. That was my third devotional. And you can find that wherever you buy books online. It's called Victory Decrees. Amen. And then we're going to begin to pray and lift up the name of Jesus because he's good. Amen. We want to keep his name lifted high. Amen. He has the name above all names. There's nobody like him. Nobody mighty to save. Nobody mighty to deliver. Nobody mighty to heal. He is our one true living God. So we're going to keep our eyes on him, our mind on him. We're going to keep our praises on him. We're going to keep our focus on him. And we never know what God's going to do, where he's going to take us, what's going to happen. We just know it's going to be good. It's going to be great. Because God is great. Amen. So we're going to do that. Then after that, we're going to pray into this crossroads issue. Because if you're not at a crossroads in your life now, you will be at one point. It might be sooner than you think. And you want to be ready. You want to have a plan. You want to be prepared ahead of time. You don't want to find yourself scrambling all around when it's time to, make that decision. You want to have an understanding ahead of time. You want to know what you don't know. You want to be able to do what you need to do. So we're going to pray through that. Then we're going to hang out. We're going to talk a little bit at the end. God is good. He's got some encouragement for us. Amen. He's got some strength for us today. So we never know what's going to happen, but we know it's going to be good. So one last time, share this, guys, wherever you're listening from, share this on the timeline, share it on Messenger, share it via Twitter, tag somebody, do what you got to do to get the word out for me so I can be as effective as possible. Listen, I want to make as big an impact as I can, and you can help me do that. I can't do it without your help. I can do it with your help. You know what? You can be a partaker in the rewards of all the people that come on today and get healed, set free, delivered, strengthened, encouraged. If it's your first time, say first time. If it's your first time, it won't be your last time. God's going to help you today. Your eyes are going to be opened wider. You're going to see things from a new perspective. Amen. Good prayer always changes things. It always does. You might not see it immediately, but it's working. Your prayers never die. They're always alive. They stay alive. They stay alive. They stay alive. So please, please, please share this quickly. And we're going to start here in 30 seconds, and we're getting started. In 30 seconds, we're pulling the trigger. In 25 seconds, we're going for it. In 20 seconds, we're going to make this happen. Amen. Are you ready? If you've shared, say, I'm ready. Let's do this. It's time. It is time to go. Ah, my coffee is the perfect temperature today. Let's do this. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, Senior Leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. This is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. I want to just prophesy to you something good is going to happen to you today. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Global Prophetic Center's Elijah Company Training. It's coming up right around the corner. We always sell out. This is intense training for prophets and prophetic people. This is not hearing the voice of God 101. This is statesmanship. This is standing in the office of the prophet. This is walking with a seasoned perspective, a seasoned anointing, and learning how to navigate realms of the spirit. They don't teach you this in church, but I'm going to teach you. We've been doing this since 2020, and it just keeps getting better. If you're easily offended by the word of God, please don't come. And if you are hungry for what God is doing in the earth, please sign up today. It will sell out quickly. Go to globalpropheticcenter.com and apply today. Globalpropheticcenter.com and apply today for your spot in the Elijah Company Intensive. It's here in South Florida at our headquarters. Amen, guys. I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here, and I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils, quite literally. Amen. I'm sharing three different messages every Sunday morning, 10:47 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 4 p.m. I'm also there on Friday nights in the prayer room, as well as fourth Wednesdays with the midweek prophetic training. If you're in South Florida, come on out. If you're not, you can watch that first service at ahop.online, ahop.online, ahop.online. You can watch there. It's free to register. Just go get signed up, and you can watch the service at your convenience. You can also go deeper with us, become an official Web Church member. You're going to get the virtual life group, the virtual healing rooms, prophecy rooms, and deliverance rooms, the virtual prayer line, the virtual pastoral advice. There's so much community in our Facebook group. Check that out at ahop.online/webchurch. The second and third services are schoolofthespirit.tv. If you're in the region, come on by. If you're not, you'll have to watch online. You can watch the second service, which we're in a series called Deliverance from Family Wounds. Whew, we got off to a good start yesterday. Deliverance from Family Wounds. Check that out at schoolofthespirit.tv/wounds. And then you can go over there for the 4 p.m. service to schoolofthespirit.tv/Nocturnal Warfare. That's our current series, Nocturnal Warfare, schoolofthespirit.tv/Nocturnal Warfare. Yesterday, I shared 25 signs that demons are attacking you while you're sleeping. We looked at physical signs, signs in your house. I mean, it went on and on. It was good, and God is good. We're going to read today from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, I like this. Listen. I've given the enemy into your hands. I've given the enemy into your hands. And here's what I heard the Lord say. I've already given the enemy into your hands. All you have to do is believe. Walk in the way that I've called you to walk, to the places I've called you to walk, and out of the places I've called you to walk out of. Walk into my blessings, says the Lord, my anointing, says the Lord, and my favor. My spirit rests upon you. Do not allow yourself to be anxious, for you alone decide and determine how you feel and what you will meditate upon. I've got to read that sentence again because some of you need to hear it. I need to hear it. Do not allow yourself to be anxious. Listen, for you alone decide and determine how you feel and what you will meditate upon. And the Lord says, the wicked one cannot control your mind, but you can. Stand with me as I stand with you, and I will show you great and mighty things. If you can see the promise, you can have it. Only believe, says the Lord. Did you see that? If you can see it, you can have it. If you can see it, you can have it. If you can see the promise, you can have it. Remember what God told Abraham, go look in the sky, count the stars if you can, so shall your descendants be. He could see it, he could have it. He held on to hope against hope. He was counted, his faith was counted to him as righteousness. And he's the father of our faith. Amen. Come on, God is good. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Victory Decrees on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever books are sold. Now the prayer starter and the decree. Father, help me to control my mind, casting down imaginations, casting anxieties on you, casting my life into your hands. I choose to believe your promises. I decree a cease and desist order against every enemy operation in my life. I declare I see the promises of God and walk in them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we praise you this morning because you are our God. You're the most holy God, the most high God, the most awesome God. There's no other God like you. You are a mighty God, a holy God. Jesus, you are our God. We thank you that you are our God and we are your people and you love us. You take such good care of us. You never relax your hold on us. You are good. You are faithful. You are the loyal God, the friend who sticks closer, brother. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. Words cannot express our gratitude, but we're going to give it a shot. We're grateful, God, that you are with us. We're grateful that you'll never leave us. We're grateful that you'll never forsake us. We're grateful. We're grateful that you heal us of all of our diseases. We're grateful. We're grateful that you deliver us from every tie that binds. We're grateful. We're grateful that all of your promises are yes and amen. And we're grateful for your great and precious promises that you have made to us. We're grateful that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. If you said it, you meant it. We believe it. That settles it. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful that you lead us and guide us into all truth. We're grateful that you are our breaker, that you've already made a way for us. We're grateful. We're grateful that you can make the crooked places straight and the wrong things right. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful that you're watching over your word in our lives to perform it. We're grateful. We're grateful that your love never fails. We're grateful that your word never fails. We're grateful that your word is like a hammer. It's like a fire. We're grateful for the fire of God in our lives that burns away everything that hinders love. We're grateful. We're grateful that you will never reject us. We're grateful that you have invited us to boldly to the throne of God to find grace and obtain mercy in a time of need. We thank you, Lord. We're grateful that you are the holy helper, a very present help in time of need. We're grateful that you saved us from eternal hell fire. We're grateful that you've made us partakers of the divine nature. We're grateful that you've given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful that we can use the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It's the name above every name. It's the name at which every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that you are Lord. We're grateful. We're grateful for the helmet of salvation that helps to guard our minds from the battle that comes against our soul. The fiery darts. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us the shield of faith. I'm grateful. We can quench every fiery dart of the enemy, every flaming missile. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful for the shoes of peace and that you are our Prince of Peace, and we can walk in peace that passes all understanding. We're grateful. We're grateful that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I'm grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful for the breastplate of righteousness and that you have made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are in Christ, seated in him, far above principalities and powers. We're grateful. We're grateful that we have the Holy Spirit as a seal of promise. a down payment on our eternal salvation. We're grateful. We're grateful for the belt of truth. We're grateful. We're grateful that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and you lead us into life everlasting. Your truth sets us free. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We can stand and stand and stand against the enemy, and when we've done all we can stand, we're grateful for all manner of prayer. We're grateful for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're grateful that we can speak in tongues. We're grateful for prophetic utterance. We're grateful for the gifts of healing. We're grateful for the word of wisdom. We're grateful for the word of knowledge. We're grateful for the working of miracles. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful for the discerning of spirits. We're grateful for interpretation of tongues. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful for the gift of faith. We're grateful that you've given us the measure of faith, that we can believe on you, believe in you. We're grateful. We're grateful that you'll part the Red Sea for us if you have to. We're grateful that you've ordained us for victory, that you always lead us into triumph in Christ Jesus. We're grateful that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We're grateful that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises up against us, oh, it shall be condemned. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful for your word, which gives us instruction. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We're grateful that you're a beautiful God. We're grateful that you watch over us carefully. We're grateful that you are the way maker. We're grateful that your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Your thoughts are higher, but we're grateful that you share your thoughts with us. You're grateful that you teach us your ways and show us your paths. You're great. We're grateful that you can make a way out of no way. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful for the law of the harvest, that whatever we reap, we're going to sow. We're grateful for the gift of repentance. We're grateful for the opportunity to stand in your presence, to lift up our heads and welcome you into our presence. We're grateful for your presence. We're grateful for your power, the resurrection power of Christ dwell on the inside of us. We're grateful. We're grateful. Everything might not look right now. It might not look correct now. It might be upside down now, but we're grateful that you are the God who turns the world upside down. You are the God of heaven and earth. You are the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob. You are the God who defeated every army. You are the God who sends angel armies to fight on our behalf. We're grateful that we are your children. We're grateful that we are in covenant with you. We're grateful. So Father, help us today to stay postured in an attitude of gratitude. Help us, Lord. We ask you to forgive us for all the times we've complained when we should be grateful. You tell us in your word to give thanks in all things, to give thanks in all things, to be grateful. So, Father, help us, forgive us for allowing that complaining spirit to attach itself to our soul. Forgive us, Lord, for flowing in disgruntled, being disgruntled, for flowing in criticism, for flowing in judgment, for flowing in all these things. We want to flow in your spirit, so we want to be grateful. Help us, Lord, to stay grateful. Help us, Lord, to cultivate that attitude of gratitude, thanksgiving in our heart, knowing what you've done. Knowing who you are, knowing your promises about what you want to do in our lives, what your will is for us. God, help us. Help us to be grateful for what we have, not always seeking the next thing, but relishing the moment and expressing our gratitude. Like the one leper who came back to say, thanks, Jesus. The nine others, you said, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? I healed 10 lepers. Where are the other nine? It's just you. It's just you that's thankful. Lord, we want to be like the one. We want to be like the one who came back to say thank you. We don't want to have ingratitude. We don't want to be ungrateful. We don't want to be selfish and entitled. We don't deserve a thing. We don't deserve a thing but to go to hell. But you died on the cross, so we don't have to. You made a way. You paid the price. You didn't have to do it. You were not under any obligation, but it's because of your love. So we're grateful for your love. We're grateful for your peace. We're grateful for your joy. We're grateful for your long suffering. We're grateful for your kindness. We're grateful for your gentleness. We're grateful for your faithfulness. We're grateful for your might and your power. We're grateful. We're grateful. Forgive us for any way in which we have not demonstrated gratefulness. We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. It's impossible to ever praise you enough, thank you enough for what you've done for us. We don't even have a clue. We haven't even scratched the surface of how much warfare you hold back from us. We want to complain about the warfare we have, but we don't thank you for the warfare we don't have. We want to complain about the headache we have, but we don't want to thank you for the health in our body that we do have. We want to complain about our kids acting out, but we don't want to thank you for keeping them safe out there in the world. We want to complain about our coworkers, but we want to thank you that we've got a job to pay the bills. We want to complain about our house and the roof is leaking, but we don't thank you that we have a house to live in. Jesus, help us to get the right mindset. Help us to shift our mind to gratitude. Help us, God. Help us to stop looking at what we don't have and be thankful for what we do have. You are our great reward. You are our magnificent obsession. You are the one, the way, the truth, the life. And you have said you'll never leave us or forsake us. We can be grateful for that. We've got clothes on our back and food in our belly. We can be grateful for that. We have the written word of God to instruct us. We can be grateful for that. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. There's things we don't like, God. There's things we don't want to have in our lives, but we're going to thank you. Nevertheless, we're going to thank you. Some of these things, we made decisions, we brought them on ourselves, and now we're complaining to you about it. Instead of repenting, we're complaining. Instead of repenting, we're complaining. Instead of repenting, we're complaining. So we repent now in the name of Jesus for our ingratitude, for not acknowledging you in all of our ways so you can direct our steps. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. You are our God, and we're so thankful. We're so thankful we don't have to flog ourselves. We're so grateful we don't have to pray 12 rosary a day. We're so grateful that we don't have to bow down to a false God and be flat. Jesus, help us. Thank you for being so good, so patient. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, let's kick it up. Sometimes we just need to spend more time thanking the Lord. I'm not done praying yet. Sometimes we just lose sight of what he's done. We're so ungrateful. How it must grieve his spirit. I believe ingratitude grieves his spirit as much as some other things that we know grieves his spirit. But we don't think about how our ungratefulness grieves his spirit. He's done everything. He died for us. My God, he died for you. Amen. Maybe your life is turned upside down, but you can be grateful for that. Amen. If you can be grateful for nothing else, you'd be grateful that you're going to heaven, that you're not going to hell. Man, it's not just hot, it's tormenting. Come on, guys. Share this quickly. Share it on your timeline. Share it via Twitter, Clubhouse. I see you, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter times two, Facebook. Let's get this share. We're going higher. I just caught a new perspective on something. It's not gratitude, it's something else. It's caught a new perspective on rude people, and I needed it. I just caught a new perspective on rude people. We'll pray that another day. Let's do this. Let's kick this up. Talking about the crossroads. Prayers when you're at a crossroad in life. We all face crossroads in life. We all do. Maybe it's a huge decision we have to make about our career. Maybe it's a death of a loved one, which has caused us to have to make some decisions about a new beginning. Maybe it's a financial issue and we have to determine, are we going to sell this house? Are we going to keep trying to pay the bills? What does God want us to do? We all face crossroads in our lives. Maybe you're an empty nester. All your kids have now left. They've gone off to college or they all got married. They're self-sufficient and you're at a crossroads. Everything has changed perhaps. And now you have to decide where you're going to go from here. It's real. The crossroads are real. What's a crossroad? It's a crucial point where a decision must be made. Listen, when you're at a crossroad, you don't have the luxury of not making a decision. Because if you don't make, listen, if you're listening, say amen. If you don't make a decision at the crossroad, then a decision will be made for you. And often you'll end up not liking what was chosen for you. God's not going to make your decisions for you, but the enemy will interfere at the crossroad. You have to understand this. God has given you a free will, and he's not going to violate it. But the enemy will try to pressure and bend your will toward his way. And if you don't make a decision, when you should make a decision about if you're going to get married, well, if you don't make that, if somebody proposes to you, and or you have a girl and she wants you to propose and you don't want to get married, if you don't make that decision to marry that person and you're supposed to, that person might leave you because they don't want to wait anymore. They don't want to wait 10 more years to get married. They want to get married. The job offer comes. It's a major crossroad. You might have to move across the country in order to take the job. If you don't make a decision, the company is going to eventually move on to another candidate. If you don't make a decision, the decision will be made for you. And it won't necessarily be God's divine will for your life. So we want to take authority in our life. We want to understand what to do at the crossroads. Otherwise we get confused. We don't understand what we're doing, and we make the wrong decision. And so I want to read you a scripture, and we're going to pray. So I want to read you a scripture, and we want to pray. Share this quickly. Keep dropping those hashtags. Hashtag mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Put the E on the end. Let's do this. Proverbs 8, and we're going to look at 1 through 3. Proverbs 8, 1 through 3. Listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop along the road, listen, listen, listen. She takes her stand at the crossroads, by the gates at the entrance of the town. On the road leading in, she cries aloud. So where is wisdom crying out? At the crossroads. You have to have confidence and know this. Listen, this is going to set some of you free from the angst of decision making. Listen closely. If you're at a crossroads in life, a turning point, a critical moment, a crucial juncture, a climax, a culmination. If you are at a crossroads in life, you have to know this. Wisdom is calling out to you. That's what scripture says. Listen as wisdom calls out. She takes her stand at the crossroads. So when you get to that point where you have to make a huge decision, or even a small decision, but especially a huge decision, a crossroads is a turning point. You either go this way, you go that way. You either go to the right or the left, you go back, you go forward. There's four directions at a crossroad. Which way are you going to go? Sometimes it's not just A or B. Sometimes it's A, B, C, D. Which way are you going to go? Understand in that moment that when you're in that position, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to make a decision. I've got a deadline. Wisdom's calling out to you. So what we have to do is we have to incline our ear to that wisdom, knowing by faith, with assurance, full assurance, that when we're in that place and we have to make that decision, wisdom is crying out. It's not a matter of whether wisdom is crying out. It's not a matter of if wisdom is available. It's a matter of, are you tuning your ear to it, or are you going to let the enemy scramble your mind? Are you going to let the circumstances lead you? Because the devil can arrange circumstances to lead you. Are you going to let distractions keep you from making that decision, overwhelm keep you from making that decision, keep you from tuning into wisdom? Or are you going to go ahead and get away with the Lord and lean into that wisdom? Those are your choices. So Father, in the name of Jesus, would you forgive us for any time in which we have neglected to seek your wisdom, to tune our ear to the wisdom that's calling out to us? You have not left us alone. You promised to lead us and guide us. Therefore, when we're at the crossroads and we don't know what to do, well, you know what to do. But sometimes we don't ask you. Sometimes we don't hear you. Sometimes we can't get it together. So Father, forgive us for all the times when we didn't incline our ear to wisdom, when we made the wrong mistakes and then blamed you. We made the wrong mistakes. We blamed somebody in our family. We made the wrong mistakes and we blamed everybody but ourselves. We didn't take responsibility. We played victim. Forgive us for those moments. Forgive us for those times. And Lord, help us to learn the lesson Help us to learn. Help us, Lord, help us to build our faith. Help us just to meditate on the scripture so we have so much faith that we know that we know that we know that we know that wisdom is calling out to us in that moment of decision. Wisdom is right there speaking, calling out, not just whispering. Wisdom, it doesn't say, your word doesn't say wisdom is whispering. It says wisdom calls out. When someone calls out, it's loud enough to hear. This is not a whisper. This is not a still small voice. It's a calling out. Wisdom is calling out to us. So help us, Lord, to incline our ear to wisdom, to expect. Help us to expect wisdom at the crossroads, to expect it, to be confident that when we get to that place, that turning point, that we expect that God's going to show us what to do. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us to build our faith that when the tide is turning, we're going to know which way to go. Because we know that you're going to tell us, and we're not going to move. We're not going to make a rash decision. We're not going to make a hasty choice. We're not going to let someone pressure us into saying yes or no. But we are going to hear from you because wisdom's calling out. Wisdom's crying out. And so help us to learn how to wait on you. Help us to learn how to sit in your presence and wait. So our soul can be still enough and quiet enough that all these other voices fade away. And your voice becomes the loudest. The voice of wisdom becomes the loudest. Help us, Lord, in those crucial moments, those hinge moments, at those pivot moments, to go away, to shut out every other voice, to shut out anxiety, to shut out the fear, to shut out the fear of making another mistake because of the past mistakes. Help us, Lord, in that moment to believe that wisdom is crying out at the crossroads and to incline our ear in that critical moment, at that juncture, at that nexus. Help us, Lord, to incline our ear to you, knowing that when we do, when we sow to the Spirit, when we set ourselves apart, when we step aside and stop listening to every other, listening to all these other voices, voices of people with their wise counsel that might be wise for them, but it's not wise for us, chasing prophets on social media, hoping that they'll somehow give us a word. You want to give us a word. It's a Kairos moment. It's a moment of truth. It's crunch time. And you will not let us down. So help us to continue to meditate on the scripture until it's so deep down in our spirit and in our soul that our mind is renewed to it. Listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop along the road, she takes her stands at the crossroads, by the gates at the entrance to the town, on the road leading in, she cries aloud. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 4, I call to you, to all of you. I raise my voice to all people. You simple people, use good judgment. Verse 5, you foolish people, show some understanding. Listen to me, for I have important things to tell you. Everything I say is right, for I speak the truth and detest every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome. There is nothing devious or crooked in it. My words are plain to anyone with understanding, clear to those with knowledge. Choose my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than pure gold. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with it. I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Go read that. It's a very long Proverbs, Proverbs 8. Read that and grab hold of it. Amen, in Jesus' name. We're at a crossroads right now with our facility. I'll give you an example before I pray for you some more. Listen, we're at a crossroads right now with our facility. I don't know what to do. I don't have a clue. So I incline my ear to wisdom because I'm confident that before I have to make this decision, the Lord will show me what to do. In our 10 years, we've actually been in 5 buildings. This building we've been in for 5 years. Our first 5 years of our ministry of the Awakening House of Prayer, we were displaced. We were displaced several times, not by our own doing, just by building codes or different, you know, construction going on at the place, where different things. It wasn't our fault. We didn't want to hop. But God always came through, sometimes at the very last minute, sometimes literally at the very last minute, he came through in supernatural ways. So I'm at a crossroads. I don't know what to do about this building. I don't know whether we should get another building. I can't find another building. I can't find one. I'm looking. I can't find one. I have brokers looking. I can't find one. So, well, that's something. I mean, if I can't find one, then I won't have a choice, will I? But responsibility dictates searching and seeking as you wait for the voice of wisdom. We don't just sit there and say, oh, Lord, give me wisdom, and then just not even try to do anything in the natural. I'm looking for a building. I'm praying about a building. I'm talking to people about a building. Well, the reality is that pretty soon I'm going to have to make a decision. Do we stay here, renegotiate this lease? We're kind of stunted, but hey, maybe that's what God wants. You don't know until you know. And so many of you are at a crossroad. You don't know what to do. Listen, I know that God will come through for you at the right time. It's about doing what you can, not striving, but taking steps in the natural. It will be foolish of me not to be looking for a new building. How am I going to find one if I don't look? How can God highlight a building to me and say, this is that, if I don't bother to look? So it's not about striving. It's about seeking and searching in the spirit and in the natural. If you're looking for a job, you know, you're at a crossroads. You know that your company is going to do layoffs, and they've told you that your job is on the line, that you might not be preserved in this round of job cuts. You don't wait and hope that you don't get cut unless God tells you. You go ahead and start seeking new jobs. You don't wait till you get fired, sit there on unemployment for 6 months staring at the TV, unemployed. No, you start looking for jobs now. So God will. You got, here's the way one of my pastors put it to me many years ago. You got to give God something to bless. That doesn't mean striving, but you got to give God something to bless. You got to put some effort to it. You got to sharpen your own pencil. Amen. So pray for me as I pray for you, because I need to know what to do, because I'm running out of time. But I'm not stressed about it. I'm not anxious about it. And that's a good thing. Why? Because it's harder to hear from God when you're anxious and stressed. I just know that he's going to make it plain. He always does. I have a history with God over 10 years of trying to work with facilities, 10, almost 11 years. In May, it'll be 11 years, 11 years almost of dealing with facilities issues. Every time God came through, look at your history with God. David said, when he had to fight the Philistines, he said, I killed the lions and the bears. Right. And I'm going to kill this Philistine too. David had a history with God. He was confident that he could tackle the Goliath because he defeated the lions and the bears. It wasn't just one. It happened. You know, he was a shepherd. He dealt with these things frequently, now and again. So understand that you have a history with God. If you're a brand new believer, then maybe you don't have much of a history with God. That's where you talk to elders and let them tell you about how God broke through for them. That's where you read the Bible and look at the stories of how God came through for other people in the Bible. Amen. So, but we have to do our part and God will do his part. Amen. We have to do our part and God will do his part. I have to look for a building. Why? Because God's just not going to, most likely God's not just going to, you know, just boom, put a building out of nowhere. Now he might have somebody come to me with a building, but again, that comes through my praying, because I pray about it every day. So whatever you're dealing with, pray for wisdom about it every day. And you might not get that wisdom immediately, but when you need it, before the deadline, it'll come. It'll come. It'll come. It'll come. Amen? God is good. God is good all the time. And thank you, Anita. God bless you. Look forward to seeing Europe. Amen. God is good. Did you catch that today? Is that good? Keep talking to me, guys. Make sure you do share this as well today. I want to remind you really quickly, today's broadcast is brought to you by the Elijah Company Intensive. It's over there at globalpropheticcenter.com. We host it here in South Florida. You can choose to watch it online, especially if you're in another nation. We know everybody can't get off. But this is intense. When I say it's intense. It's not for the faint of heart. Don't come expecting the same kind of prophetic training you've received before. There's nothing this. This is where some of you have been to Elijah Company to testify. It's one or two people always get offended. Usually they repent by the end of the service, but by the end of the weekend, because they can see that it was something in them and they get set free. We have a deliverance service for those who come in person as part of the Elijah Company experience, because prophets and prophetic people many times need deliverance. But there's 7 sessions, a Q&A, as well as prophetic exercises. There's an impartation service. And so there's 7 lessons of impartation service, Q&As along the way, prophetic exercises along the way. And we commission prophets and prophetic people who qualify. And that doesn't mean we commission everybody who comes. I'm not going to just commission anybody and everybody into an office. Amen. But check it out. Carol says Elijah Company is fire. Listen. This is how to walk in that office, how to be a statesman, how to navigate realms in the spirit. You know, that's what's missing in a lot of prophetic training. We don't need more training on how to hear the voice of God. You really don't. Honestly. I mean, you might if you're a new believer, but if you're a prophet, if you're a prophet, you shouldn't need more training on how to hear the voice of God. So check that out at globalpropheticcenter.com. I've dropped the link. Look for Elijah Company. Plan on coming in. Do Thursday, do Friday, Saturday, and stay for church on Sunday if you can. It's always dynamic. It's breathtaking. And Audra says, Elijah Company is the most intense, fiery, life-changing experience. I make it a priority on purpose every year because it's incomparable. Amen. Amen. And that says Elijah Company Intensive is packed full of abundance of training, impartation on fire, and teaching ministry. Don't miss out. Yeah, it's quite something. I almost didn't do it this April because it takes so much out of me. I mean, I just pour out everything I have. I'm doing all the teaching myself. And the reason is because I want you to have that same DNA that I have. And if I bring in other people, sometimes you don't know what they're going to teach. I'm not saying I would never bring in anybody else, but I'm doing the teaching myself. I'm doing it all because I have specific things I want you to learn. And if I need somebody from the outside to come teach something that I'm not familiar with, we'll do that. But, you know, there's a statesmanship of the office of the prophet. So if you're a prophet or a highly prophetic person, consider going over there and signing up. Some of you are so inappropriate. It just takes my breath away. So check that out, guys. God is good. He's good all the time. All the time, he's good. Oh, Jesus. I don't know how some people get along in life with such an appropriateness. That's why they don't get promoted at their job. Amen. That's why. How's everybody doing today? Good? I want to also warn you, listen, somebody left a box at Awakening House of Prayer. They came for an event for one night. They left just to drop off this box. And the box had all kind of witchcraft stuff. It was like an altar of curses against us. It was a half-burned candle, some dirty socks, some old worn-out books. It was some kind of really rotten food, some kind of rotten, very stinky food and wine, and some other things in there. Some of the guys had to go through it with gloves because of the nature of what was going on there. So be careful when people give you things and they say it's a gift, because it might not be a gift. Thankfully, I never saw it, but it was quite something. It was a young man who had some kind of obsession with me, flowers, and that's night. And then when I received them, because that was their night, I was praying from that stage. I was just back up on the stage. He's showing me these flowers. So he went back out and did all these curses with a half-burned candle. Can't even remember all that they told me was in the box. A half-burned candle. What else was in there? Dirty socks. I don't know what these things symbolize. Crazy, isn't it? Isn't that crazy? Crazy. Very strange. Amen. So you get rid of those things. Devil is a liar. Got to be careful. Don't just take gifts from random people. Actually, he just left it, I think, in the church. Amen. Crazy. Now, if I didn't know better, then I would have just thought, oh, this guy's just strange. But it's clearly it was like an altar of evil. Amen. Amen. There was also some strange picture in there. Also some strange photos in there, drawing stuff. I've never seen like I'd actually see it. My team just said I didn't have to even see it. Be very careful. You know what that means? It is a backhanded cop from the enemy because he's threatened. Yeah, rotten meat, very high level. It was some kind of, I don't know what kind of food it was. I think it was some kind of bready thing. I don't know. I have no idea. Consolado witchcraft. Yes. Got to get rid of the brujas. Brujas. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Thankfully, we know what we're doing. It's not our first rodeo. But the devil just hates us. And that's really a backhanded compliment. If you're not doing anything for the Lord, the enemy's not going to bother you a whole lot. He'll bother you a little bit. He'll try to make you depressed. But when you really get out there, you know, we have awakening prayer hubs now in 62 nations. We had 67 nations at one point, but people drop off. People join for the wrong reasons sometimes. But if you want to be part of our awakening, by the way, people call it the wrong thing all the time. Let's just be accurate because I'm a real stickler for that. Awakening Prayer Hub. It's not Awakening Prayer Network. It's not Awakening Prayer House. It's Awakening Prayer Hubs. And it's awakeningprayerhubs.com. And check that out, because if you're an intercessor out there and you're hanging in the wind, flying by the seat of your pants, you got nobody to relate to or connect to, you're not getting equipped, you're not standing in community, then you're missing it. God called us to walk in the context of community. And so if you're out there and you're a Lone Ranger intercessor, I'm going to put out a video, I think, today on Lone Ranger prophets and intercessors and how dangerous that is. Now, you might be a Lone Ranger by no choice of your own because you can't find the right company. But a lot of these prophets and intercessors are just Lone Rangers on purpose because they've been church hurt or because they're prideful or just different reasons. I'm going to put out a video on that today. So look for that over on my YouTube channel. Amen. But Awakening Prebs, join the movement, guys. If the Lord leads you to do so, if he doesn't lead you to do so, please don't join. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit. AwakeningPrebs.com. This is where I pray disciple you. As you stand for prayer in your city, we're standing with you. We're doing commissioning of intercessors now. We're doing the commissioning of intercessors now. And we're also, we have cause-based hubs. So once you start a city hub, you can be eligible to start a cause-based hub. So we have human trafficking hubs, pro-life hubs, marriage prayer hubs, addiction hubs, praying for a specific cause that's on your heart. Why? Because we want to empower intercessors to pray about what they're passionate about. So check that out. Amen. Julia Shaw, did you get your email about your addiction hub? That's all set up for you, sweetheart. Judy Murdy, God bless you. Pray for Jennifer.com. Yes, please do. Amen. Amen. Remember the Latin America prayer calls on February the 20th, I think it's the 25th. It's the Saturday at 3 p.m. We'll be sending out a Zoom link for that. Farrah will be leading that. Amen. God is good. Guys, if you want to sow a seed today, if this has helped you, before I pray you out, pray for your protection and pray for God's blessing on your life and your kids. Before I do that, the 25th, thank you. Before I do that, please consider sowing a seed every once in a while. Become a partner or sow a one-time seed at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. This is a donor-driven ministry, and so we do need your help. Amen. Somebody did make a donation for the computer, which we're grateful for, and that covers not quite half of it. The computer I was looking at was $5,000, but they didn't have that one in stock, and I have to wait for a month, so I had to get the one lesser. And, you know, what are you going to do? But it's working really well. But if you want to sow into that, it'll be helpful. Cash App is $Prophetic Books. You can text the word pray, 754-701-2161. Text the word pray. Text the word give. It's text the word give. 754-701-2161. Use the PayPal, pay.me/JenniferLeClaire, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. Use the Venmo. Lois at Jennifer LeClaire. Vince at Jennifer LeClaire. Use the Zelle. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. info@JenniferLeClaire.org. You can use the folks and the Facebook stars and the YouTube stickers. You can use a PO box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33303. Rhonda, hello, says thank you for praying, teaching me for a year. Hallelujah. God's transforming my life and blessing me and in the Lord Almighty. Amen. God is good. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. You are a good Father. There's no one like you. No one who is mighty to save. Mighty, 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 mighty to save. You are so good. There's no God like you. I have to close my eyes because you guys are asking me all kinds of questions when I'm trying to pray for you. So I'm going to not look at your comments. So please just get in agreement with my prayer for you right now, okay? Really want to pray for you. Amen. And I can't do it with all the questions coming at me. So I'm going to close my eyes and look away. Thank you, Lord. I lift up all my schoolofthespirit.tv students, all my Ignite Network and Company of Seers members, all my AHOP.online viewers and members, all the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, Awakening House Church leaders, Awakening House of Prayer leaders all over the world, all of those who read my books and watch my YouTube videos and all the social media, all my donors, my givers, my partners. And Lord, I say in my local congregation here in South Florida, and I say, Lord, bless them indeed, enlarge their territory. Let your hand of power rest upon them and keep them from evil in Jesus' name. Lord, give them this day their daily bread. Lord, lead them not into temptation, but deliver them from evil. Lord, help them to see your hand at work in their lives, to hold on to hope, to stand in faith for the promises that you've made to their heart. Help them, Lord, to walk worthy of their calling, to walk circumspectly, to redeem the time because the days are evil. Help them stay focused on the main goal of the season for their life and not to be distracted. Help them, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to protect them from the evil one. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you lead them and guide them into victory, truth, and freedom in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bring home prodigals, save souls, heal bodies, deliver people from bondages, restore marriages, prosper them financially in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God is good all the time. Guys, remember, make sure you get on my email list. I am coming back to Europe. If you know when I'm coming, we're there to jenniferlair.co.k. Sign up there on that list so that I contact you. I'll be in the spring, and you can with me there. I'll be doing a tour of the UK, so you can meet me. If you're in Denmark, meet me in Scotland. If you're in Iceland, you might meet me in Ireland. So check it out. Get on that mailing list there. If you're in London, at jenniferlair.co.uk. If you're not in London, then just get a regular email list at jenniferlair.org. Guys, I love you so much. Have a breakthrough day.